The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. A Russian airstrike killed at least 16 people and injured many more in Chernihiv, a city in the north of Ukraine. The city's acting mayor condemned Russia for engaging in, quote, terrorist activity. Russia has stepped up its bombardment of Ukrainian cities, overwhelming the country's air defences. Ukrainian politicians renewed their call for more military support following the attack. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, has said American lawmakers could vote on aid for Ukraine later this week. America will reimpose oil sanctions on Venezuela, which was given a six-month reprieve on the condition that it hold broadly democratic elections this year. Nicolas Maduro, the country's autocratic president, has instead banned the main opposition candidate from running. The Biden administration told most oil companies operating there to wind down business by May 31st. The IMF forecast that America will record a fiscal deficit of 7.1% next year. According to the IMF's Fiscal Monitor, a twice-yearly analysis of public finances, the average fiscal deficit for countries in the rich world is 2%. The report was also highly critical of large budget deficits in China, Britain, and Italy. America's Senate tossed two articles of impeachment against Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, swiftly shutting down his trial. Democrats, who hold a majority in the chamber, voted along party lines. The Republican-controlled House of Representatives impeached Mr. Mayorkas in February for failing to secure the southern border. Critics say this was a policy dispute, not an impeachment offence. Georgia's parliament approved a controversial foreign agents law on its first reading. Opposition MPs refused to vote on the bill, which would require organisations to register as, quote, pursuing the interest of a foreign power, if they receive more than 20% of their funding from abroad. Critics, who viewed the law as a means of cracking down on dissent, held mass protests in Tbilisi in recent days. The bill will require two more readings before it is adopted. Britain's House of Lords requested changes to the government's plan to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda. Controversial legislation that Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, had hoped would become law this week. Peers want the bill to make exceptions for people who have helped Britain's forces, among other tweaks. MPs rejected earlier amendments. Parliament is due to vote on the latest requests next week. A European Union court rejected efforts by a Puerto Rican company to register the name Pablo Escobar as a trademark in the bloc. The business, which is linked to the family of the deceased Colombian cartel leader, argued that the names of other notorious figures, including Al Capone, had previously been accepted as trademarks. The court said the registration would be contrary to accepted principles of morality. And figure of the day, 6,000. The number of American chief executives who are part of Gen Z, the generation born between 1997 and 2012. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to The Economist Podcast Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are around the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.